Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here for the conversation. As you know, and if you don't, let me tell you, you can always find out more at SteveGruber.com. Brand new website at SteveGruber.com. Got so much content. It should be illegal how much content we've got on there. It's just tons of great stuff, including podcasts of interviews like the one we're doing right now. If you hear something and you say, gosh, I want to hear that again, or I want to share it with my friends, no problem. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the podcast, email it over to your friends, or tell them to go see it for themselves at SteveGruber.com, and away you go. And we've got all these resources, plus Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like all the cool kids, we've got all of those things. My next guest is Kristen Ray from the Physicians Health Plan Medicare Advantage. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, as we talked about coming in, it might not be the most exciting topic, but it is very, very important, because the way you cover yourself as far as being able to pay your medical bills is probably more important today than it's ever been. Is that fair to say?
It absolutely is. And this is a really timely moment to talk about these things, specifically Medicare. For enrollees that are coming into Medicare right now, the period where you can make changes and sign up for new things has just started on October 15th and goes through December 7th. So this is a really great time to be talking about this.
So when it comes to Medicare, you know, people tend to confuse Medicare and Medicaid. Just for the benefit of the listening public, what is the difference? Can you just tell me just the basic difference?
Yeah, so I'm a specialist in Medicare, so I can talk mostly about that. The little bit I know about Medicaid tends to be something where the government's assisting you, maybe because you have a low-income situation, where Medicare is something that potentially everyone who's paid into it during their working life has access to.
Well, there you go. So let's talk about Medicare and the Advantage Plan and how it's different from original Medicare.
Yeah, so original Medicare, consists of what you normally hear of as Part A and Part B, and that generally covers just your doctor care and your hospital care. So just going to your normal doctor and then what might happen if you had to be in the hospital. And then the government also says, we need you to have coverage for your prescription drugs, which is Part D. And so what that leaves is a gap sometimes, which in that gap would be like vision, hearing, dental. And those are three really important things, right?
I'd say, yeah.
That most of us depend on to have coverage for. So what Medicare Advantage plans do is kind of combine your hospital, your doctor, your drug coverage, but also add in the vision, the hearing, and the dental all in one plan, usually from someone like PHP, kind of like a healthcare provider, like, there are other insurance companies that provide these type of plans as well. But that way, you are getting all of those benefits from one spot, right? You only have to call one person when you have a question about all of those things. You're not calling the government for some things, a health insurance provider for some things. There's not three cards in your wallet. So that's kind of the big advantage of Medicare Advantage plans.
That sounds like a big plan. You basically have one handy-dandy reusable package for all of things. Part A for your doctor, Part B for the hospital, Part D for prescriptions and so forth. And then this Advantage supplemental plan for optical or dental or your hearing needs, whatever it may be. I mean, and that makes it much more simple. And let's be honest. Kristen Ray with us, Physicians Health Plan, Medicare Advantage. We're talking about that now. And the problem for a lot of people, especially when they get older, even my age, and I feel older some days, is that it gets confusing because you're talking to this person and that person. And what is this person telling you? What's covered? It can be almost overwhelming if you got to make all sorts of phone calls. And so what you're talking about, I think, is great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm newer to this industry. I've been in sales in a couple different spots. I've worked in athletics. I've worked in travel. So this is new to me. And I think the reason that I'm able to kind of look at it in a different way than a lot of people is because I haven't touched this before. And what I've learned by being newer is exactly how confusing it is to people who are new to Medicare. And so I think that gives me a unique vision of how I can help and how PHP can help people and how Medicare Advantage Plan specifically can help people really simplify things. You mentioned the word supplemental, and a lot of people have what we call a supplemental or a Medigap plan that fills in these holes, but all it does is add another like payer to your life. So now you're paying the government, you're also paying your supplemental plan, and then maybe you're also paying for a prescription drug plan. So there's three things. The beauty, again, of these Medicare Advantage plans is that it's one plan that covers all of these things. It kind of feels more like your traditional employer plan in that everything is kind of under one umbrella. And that is the simplest way that I've seen to handle Medicare for people. It's what I would recommend to my family when it comes time for them, because it is so simple. And I think there's a couple of different ways you can go about getting these products. And it just kind of depends on what you're most comfortable with. If you're most comfortable working with like a trusted agent that you already have in your community, that maybe you work for car insurance or health insurance or life insurance.
Sure.
Go to them, because chances are they will have been educated about our product and can help you with that as well. If you're the type of person who wants to go straight to the source, there are people at PHP like me and like my team who can get you connected, get you educated, and get you signed up as well. So there are a lot of different ways you can get involved and get information about the plan. It just depends on your comfort level.
I think making it simple is really key. Kristen Ray here from the Physicians Health Plan Medicare Advantage. Kristen, if people are listening right now and they're saying, you know what, I want it to be simple and I want to cover my doctor, my hospital, my prescriptions and all the other things, optical, dental and all that, where would they start? Where would they go? What's a resource?
If you're just starting and you just really want some basic information, I would suggest logging on to sparrowadvantage.com. And that is what our Medicare Advantage plan in the Lansing area, or it's the Lansing surrounding area, is called. We also have this plan available a little north in the Saginaw area, and it just has a different name. It's called Covenant Advantage there, because it's associated with the hospital system up there that's just as trusted as Sparrow. So,
sparrowadvantage.com
or covenantadvantage.com.
Kristen Ray, Physicians Health Plan, Medicare Advantage, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.